consent.
Item number two, from the district attorney, requesting authorization to execute a contract in the amount of $340,496 with Sojourner Family Peace Center to implement a federal domestic violence grant for the approximate period of January 1st, 2014 to December 31st, 2016. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services. That committee approved it unanimously.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. I'm James Martin from the District Attorney's Office. This item was approved by the Judiciary Committee last week. We're requesting the board's permission to enter into a contract, a three-year contract of approximately $340,000 with Sojourner Family Peace Center to reinstate a domestic violence grant. By way of some quick background, we receive funding from the U.S. Department of Justice, the Office on Violence Against Women, from 2006 until June 30th of this year for a major domestic violence program which enhanced prosecution in our office and promoted victim safety in the community. We did not receive funding last year, so the grant ended on June 30th of this year. However, we're continuing to keep the program going. Sojourner had received some bridge funding for the program, and we've actually moved some prosecutors around so we can continue to prosecute cases the way we've been doing it in the domestic violence unit. In September, we were notified by the Office on Violence Against Women that they were awarding Milwaukee County a new three-year grant of $900,000, which really reinstates the project. It'll provide funding for two assistant district attorneys and two Sojourner victim advocates that will work in Milwaukee Police District stations.
Supervisor Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt item two, in as much as this is a contract and through Act 10, as opposed to concurring, we have to...
Act 14.
Act 14, we have to, as a committee, have to consider the item for adoption. I move to adopt item two.
Any questions or comments? Mr. Martin? Supervisor Rome wants to supervisor one.
I can't enough applaud the district attorney's office for all that you guys do in regards to domestic violence. And obviously at the end of the day, people will point and say it's not enough or we're not doing enough. But to be honest, and again, as we travel across the state and across the United States, we really see that Milwaukee County is on the forefront when it comes to domestic violence and really being proactive. And so I just want to say again that I appreciate so much the work that you do. District 2, which is in my district, does have a Sojourner advocate working out of that station, and it's just incredible, the support that that person is and the wonderful job that she does. And so that's just another added layer. You know, if the officers come back and think that someone has had an issue, instead of talking to someone who could be a victim at their home, they then refer it to Sojourner, and then they go ahead and make that contact. And so it's just, again, it's brilliant. And so I really want to thank you and the district attorney for all that your office does. I was able to come and visit the other day and see just really the depth of what it is that your office is doing to be proactive and to help to keep people safe in Milwaukee County. And I'm giving you a standing ovation.
Well, thank you very much, Supervisor. We appreciate and value your support.
Very good.
Supervisor Bowen? I thought you had raised.
No, Mr. Chair, I have no comments, but okay. I do support this proposal. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Okay. Any more comments? If not, would you take the roll, please?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jerson?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to adopt prevails.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.